doing a bit. It's like playing Twister, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the long time coming.
It has been, hasn't it?
A brand new Medium Wave podcast.
Now, Doctor Volume, it is season two.
It's season two,
episode four.
And yeah, ladies and gentlemen, well, in a slightly different environment, sitting to my right, I'm Doctor Volume, of course, and sitting to my right is the king of the shed master.
That's right.
It's
DJ
Rules, and ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you not from our normal position.
We've got our own studio, haven't we, Doctor Volume?
Exactly. Yeah, we're not in the glittering high tech facility. Medium Wave Towers. You can hear by the lovely acoustics. We've retired to. We're in DJ Rules' potting shed, aren't we?
We are, really, aren't we? Yeah. It's kind of like quite a glamorous. It's sort of, you know, king of the sheds, really, isn't it?
It is. It's a very desirable little residence, and we are literally seated right at the back of DJ Rules' garden, like two little garden gnomes.
We're kind of like urban gnomes, yeah. Because we're kind of in the heart of the city.
Yeah,
we're kind of hidden away in the sort of foliage, aren't we?
In a way, we just popped out the back, and we're getting back to nature, aren't we? We're getting it together in the country, I think it's fair to say. And DJ Rules will be back very soon with some gardening tips for you all. And hey, what was the first track that we opened the show with?
Oh, Dots.
Well, of course,
Volume.
I know.
You know, don't you? And I'd imagine Dots Volume, many of our listeners know as well.
I'm sure they will, yeah.
It was the fabulous, the mighty Soft Machine. Off Soft Machine 2.
Yeah.
So the first album after Ayers had left.
Yeah.
And on that note, obviously, we have to say rest in peace, Kevin, don't we?
Of course,
we haven't done a pod, have we, since old fair Kevin left?
Many rock stars have died since the last time we did a show.
We could do a pod just on dead rock stars over the last couple of months, couldn't we?
The whole thing's just going to be one big long obituary, isn't it?
But yeah, Kevin, what a legend. Anyway, that was The Soft Machine, and it is the introduction to the album, which is, as our listeners might well know, a kind of long, rambling psych jazz opus based around the British alphabet.
Yeah, and some sort of
physical alphabet. That's right, yeah.
I dare say DJ Rolls, being a very learned man, you probably know all about that, haven't you?
You know, I haven't got a clue what a pataphysical alphabet is.
You know what Foucault's panopticon is.
I know what Foucault's panopticon is, absolutely. So that's how we started Dots Volume, and really what I thought that would do is just set the scene for our musical journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going on now. That's just put a little bit of oil in the engine there.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah. And I don't know about you, I'm getting a bit peckish for everybody for a Ginster's pasty. So we could stop at the next
services. Stop at the next services. That's it. Yeah. Fortin services.
Yeah. Right then, DJ Rules, it's time for my track, isn't it?
It is indeed.
And as always, as listeners, long time listeners to the Medium Wave podcast will know, I always like to play my second track. It's always going to be a bit of a whiz bang, a bit of a banger. This one's a bit slow, starts off slow.
Oh, you're shaking it all up, aren't you? That's
but it gets loud, and it gets very loud. So just be careful. If you're trying to operate in any heavy machinery, or if you've got any pets nearby, you might want to sort of shield their ears from
danger.
This one.
Heavy plant.
Here they come. It's called No Joy.
We'll be right back.
show going, isn't it?
Oh, tots of volume. Well, we were in the shed in the back garden. We're now two streets further down the road and there is no more shed.
Yeah, we've just sort of been blasted across the street. That's right. We heard, still going in the background there. We heard from No Joy, they're called.
Wow.
Which isn't, that's, I have to say, that's not a great name for them because I thought that was full of joy. It's from the album Wait to Pleasure. The track was called E, and that's on Mexican Summer Records. They're from Montreal in Canada, DJ Rolls.
You know what that felt like?
Oh, is it time for one of those already?
Well, they just happen, they occur.
Is there going to be an analogy involving you having a dream and then waking up with a giant teddy bear pushing you into a sleeping
pushing
bag?
Pushing my head into the pillow.
Pushing your head into a pillow full of giant eels or something.
Yeah, well, full of nails, actually.
Well, you tell me what you tell me then. How did that make
that
you
feel?
What
felt like for me, right? Yeah. It felt as though you'd come round to my house, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dress me up, right? In a rubber wetsuit. Okay.
They're kind of always along these lines, aren't they?
Driven me down to Manchester Airport,
Yeah.
And then strap me, to the front of a 747, that was about to take off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what that felt
That's what that felt like.
Yeah.
That's good.
I felt like I was sort of, you know, enclosed in a dark place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whilst all around me was chaos and noise.
Well, that's, there you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the effect.
I feel like being in Pick Three Records on Record Store Day.
Oh, that's a good link there, wasn't
it? That was a very good link, wasn't it? That was pretty clever, that, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's very clever, yeah. Well, we could talk more about Record Store Day later on.
We can. It could be a sort of like little theme, couldn't it? Kind of, you know, like a motif running across the
Because we need to promote it, because it's not had a lot of publicity this year.
I don't even think I saw anything in the press about it, did you?
It's a bit under the radar, I have to say.
You know what we say? You know what we say, don't you, Dr. Volume?
What do we say?
We say every day is Record Store Day.
Of course, yeah.
Now, see,
yeah,
I have a bit of an issue, but I'll come to that later.
All right.
I'll come to it later.
All right, yeah.
Before I do
you've set one up there for the listeners, haven't you?
Yeah. I said, you know what? In the industry, it's called a teaser.
Have you given us a little teaser?
I've given you a teaser. There's someone now in Denmark, or Singapore, going,
Gdansk.
I'm going to be late. But I've got to find out what Doctor Volume and DJ Rules teaser is.
I'm sorry I'm late for work. I just had to listen to the rest of the podcast.
Exactly, that's it.
Couldn't they press pause on it and listen to it later? Anyway, let's not worry about
that. Yeah, they could do that, couldn't they? Anyway, so Dr. Volume, what I've got next is kind of not so much going back to my roots, but you know, I've never lost my love for that kind of post-dubstep interesting beats. It is by an artist called Lapalux.
Do you know Lapalux? Vaguely rings a bell.
Well, I'm going to just play a little bit of Lapalux and see what you think to this end, Dr. Volume. Are you ready?
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Sticks then.
Trapped in a film.
There we go, Doctor Volume. There's a sort of a sweet, candy-filled bun of Lapa Lux.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed that very much, DJ. Yeah.
Again, taking that sort of post-up step and twisting it
but
up.
It still had a, it still had a kind of icy European kill to it, folks, didn't it?
It did, didn't it? Yeah. Oh, it's great. Yeah. I really enjoyed that. So that was The Mighty Lapa Lux.
Lapa Lux.
Yeah, and the track was called Moments. Go out and buy it.
Yeah, kids, it is on vinyl, 12-inch. Get it now.
You got a record shop, couldn't you?
You could get a record shop. Oh, do you know what, DJ Rules? You know, we used to do, when you used to go, I'll do a voice, used to go, recordshopcity.co.uk. Now, she's still around. We still love Robot Lady.
We do.
And we still love Record Shop City. It's a great website, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know what, DJ Rules? We've got a new sponsor now.
We have. I've heard. There's like a sort of a Johnny come lately.
Yeah.
Bouncing around South Manchester.
Yeah. There's a new shop on the
scene.
There's a new
kid. As Steely Dan would say, there's a new kid in town.
There's a new kid in town. Hey, you know what? Shall we let someone tell us all about the shop?
Yeah, go on.
Let's let Lauren Laverne tell us.
From
BBC Six Music.
I think something's happened to me.
So here's Lauren Laverne on the radio the other day. And it was Record Store Day where everyone's getting excited and phoning in and tweeting and, you know, Facebooking and everything else into the BBC studios.
It was a digital tsunami, wasn't it?
The big British castle there. Yeah. And they were telling everyone, tell us all about exciting things you're doing on Record Shop Day. Let's hear what happened next, shall we?
A new indie record shop opening in Altrincham tomorrow, says Alison Diamond, the Beatnik shop. Please give them a shout. They sell cake. Why are we not there? Luckily, we're eating cake, but that's only chance, Alison. I feel you should have informed me of this earlier. Do keep me up.
Yes. There you go.
Now, see, not only...
How cool is that?
That it doesn't get much cooler than that, does it?
So that is Lauren Laverne.
Lauren Laverne's voice box. Has uttered
saying
the
Beatnik
word
shop.
Beatnik shop.
Yeah.
And we like that because the sponsor of this podcast is
Beatnik in Altrincham. Yeah.
Exactly.
Shall we let Robot Lady give you the web address?
Yeah, I think that'd be
Here
idea.
It comes, ladies and gentlemen. Pencils and paper at the ready.
Beatnikshop.co.uk.
That's
Beatnikshop.co.uk.
What was that?
We've had it. So, that's the URL. You can get the address and find out where it is. There's a couple of lovely fellas that run the shop. One of them, his voice sounds very similar to yours, but it couldn't possibly be you because he was a very ugly fella and you're a very handsome man, aren't you?
Well, you know, we have no connection to the Beatnik shop.
We're absolutely nothing to do with it.
And we are independent.
We're independent of it and we wouldn't like our association with the shop to in any way change the editorial format of this podcast.
Exactly.
Let's go in a rock and roll nightclub.
Oh, yeah, like that.
With Mac DeMarco. Here he comes.
Yeah. Hello, Matt.
Yeah.
Sorry, we were just having our photograph taken by the lovely little visitor there, weren't
we? Were we?
Now, listeners
where
are going. Listeners are like, they're all getting all confused. They don't know what's happening. What was all that about, DJ Rules?
That could have been. That could have been Dr. Volume.
Yeah.
The best 10 minutes of Medium Wave ever.
Possibly, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
as good as a John Mayall moment.
It was one of those, wasn't it?
Oh, it's just. It was kind of all out of tune and out of kilter, and it was like
it was,
pilfering influences from everywhere, and just taking. It's a twisty, turny, weird, wrong thing, wasn't it?
It was a twisty, turny turnabout. That's what yeah. it was. Hey, should we kind of recap?
I was going to say, where do we start? Do you want to tell us what you played?
Let's go back to what we heard before. Yeah. So, but before that, we heard from Matt DeMarco, and the track was called, as you might have guessed, was "I'm a Man," and that's from the album Rock and Roll Nightclub, which is on Captured Tracks.
Fabulous.
And here he's from. He's from British Columbia. He's from the town of Duncan in British Columbia.
So that's the second Canadian tune you've played tonight.
It is, yeah. It's all Canadian tunes.
What's the chances of that?
Well, quite good chances, because there's lots of great music coming out of
Canada. It's happening in Canada, isn't it?
Anyway, Matt DeMarco, he's kind of a weird kind of troubadour guy. He kind of very lo-fi, scratchy sound that he's got to him. Slightly out of tune guitar there. But I think he's great. And he's a fantastic live performer. And I highly recommend him. He's coming to Manchester soon.
Is he a bit of a sort of Stevie Moore kind of character?
I don't know, because I've never seen Stevie Moore play. He's a bit of an outsider artiste. Yeah, and he makes kind of very ambitious sounding rock songs, but with a battered old guitar. And
he
got the gist of it from that.
We said he'd like kind of tuned his guitar to the key of H, hadn't he, or something like that.
Yeah. And I've said DJ Rules, a dish best served live.
Yeah, so, I can imagine. Yeah. It's a great show, isn't it?
So if Matt DeMarco's coming to your town, and as the show progresses, he climbs on his drummer's shoulders and does a few cover versions and all the rest of it. So if he's coming to your town, do go and see him now. That kind of paled into significance after your track, which was, what on earth was that? Well, let's say what I said. I said it started off like kind of ketamine influenced doo-wop.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sort of 1950s style nightmare with hideously out of tune female vocals, and then kind of went into sort of like quite a nice little electro pop kind of fizzy little.
Sang in Serbian.
Sang
in Serbian.
But of course, yeah. I mean, that's the key point. So, DJ Rules, tell us all.
I am glad you're sat down comfortably with Dr. Volume, because you're about to fall off your chair. That is off.
Oh, don't tell me how. No. Oh, is it someone I don't like? It's either Tongue.
Right.
It's either Tongue. It's Coco Rosie.
Right. Or you're in the right place.
Or it's.
It's the one that you've not said.
Oh God. Go on, I've forgotten.
It's a new track.
Not Devandra.
Yeah.
No! Hated it.
That is off Devandra Banhart's new album that is just mind blowing.
Right, well, I knew I didn't like it. You bastard.
It is absolutely superb. Now,
but hang on, I don't like Devandra Banhart.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't not like him, I just don't like his hair.
Don't you? Do you not like his hair? Has he got too much hair?
Stupid hair. So, well, that's all right. That's not freak folk. That was quite good.
It's just bonkers. It's superb.
You like it, don't you?
Oh,
and is that out now, kids?
It's just come out. Came out a couple of weeks ago. Very limited vinyl pressing. Interesting story, right? Because the album before this, he went major label. Yeah. And it was absolutely terrible. It was a dog.
Remember you paying quite a lot of money for that, DJ.
Oh, it's an absolute dog. You know, we all kind of thought, where's he go after this, yeah? And he's just gone back to his, I'm not saying his roots, because it's not, like you said, you know, it's not the sort of, you know, guitar-plucking freak folk of early Devandra Banhart.
Absolutely not, no.
It's, I would say, possibly the best album he's done. It is absolutely out there. It's all over the place, but in a really, really clever, twisted way. And it's fabulous.
Well, I like that, because do you know why I like that?
Why do you like that?
Because I like, in music, DJ Rules, I like the unexpected.
Oh, this album. You know what? Yeah. This album is a great big Pandora's box of the unexpected. It's called Your Fine Petting Duck.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's great. Yeah, and the album's called Marla. M-A-L-A.
All right.
Go out and buy it. And just wallow in it.
Run down to your local record shop now and get it. Yeah. If you live in Altrincham, that's beating.
There you go. So how are you going to follow that? That's volume.
Well, I'm going to follow it by, I'm going to throw you a big curveball.
Are you? All right.
DJ Rules, I know you're
like to play catch.
Well, you're a big fan of soul and funk, aren't you?
Oh, I'm a big fan of soul and funk.
Well, he's a big funk.
My blood runs soulful.
Cut you in half like a stick of Blackpool Rock and it just says soul and funk.
Talcum powder, mate.
He's got Wigan Casino.
That's
stampled.
It. Absolutely. Yeah.
You've got Wigan Casino, Keep the Faith, tattooed on your arse.
I certainly have. And I've got the torch somewhere else.
In a virtual way. So, with that in mind, I'm going to play you a soulful funky tune.
Okay, you kind of really confused me here, Dr. Volume.
From the 1970s.
All right.
Featuring the mighty Bernard Edwards.
All right, okay.
The mighty Diana Ross on vocals.
Oh.
And the mighty Nile Rodgers on guitar.
It just doesn't get any better, does it?
Oh, there's a little story attached to this.
Oh, I like that.
Now let's hear the track.
Hey, everybody! Like the little children, know how they have fun.
We are just throwing them out there tonight, Dr. Volume.
We're yinging and yanging like crazy now, aren't we?
We are spilling our medium wave seed all over the digital garden.
Well, it's been a while, so we should do a good one,
yeah,
shouldn't we?
Yeah, we were backed up, weren't we?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, what we just heard, of course, was the, Miss Dinah Ross. I never thought we'd play one of those.
Well, you know what? it's not, though, is it? It's
well, not. It's not really, because it's Dinah. Well, it is, but
it is, but it's not.
Dinah Ross, Feet. The Mighty Sheik, Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. And obviously that was inspired by watching an excellent documentary, which listeners, I urge you, if you haven't already seen it.
Brilliant.
Do seek it out about Nile and the whole Sheik thing. And I was kind of like interested in their work with, you know, the Dinah album.
Yeah, which is then this absolutely superb album.
And obviously I like that because you get to hear, you know, it's a bit of a, the lyrics are a little bit wet and it's a bit wan and a bit cheesy, but the music is obviously incredible. And it's almost dub, isn't it? The way it strips down and the way it kind of goes, the false ending. And
oh, it sounds
just
so much in there. You know, it's jazz dub. And there's lots of Steely Dan in there, and it's all, you know, it's just...
Obviously, listeners, if you obviously know the story about that album, is the album came out just on the cusp of the Disco Sucks movement, and somebody at the record company, in fact, which was Motown, got slightly concerned that it was a little bit too disco, the Nile Rodgers and Bernard's production. So that, what you just heard, is Sheik's original mix.
That's it, the original version, yeah.
That was submitted to Motown and they kind of...
And they knocked it back, didn't they?
Well, if you go back now, listeners, go and get your copy. I'm sure you've all got one. Go and get your copy of Dinah out and listen and compare and contrast. They're not massively different, but they've just toned down certain things.
It's distilled a bit, isn't
it? They've pared the strings down a bit because those strings are associated
big
with disco.
Big disco, yeah, of course,
they?
Yeah, and they've, FSB, all that.
They've
yeah.
made it slightly more compressed and a slightly harder almost, and they've kind of toned down Nile a bit, which is
absolutely
sort of criminal. Imagine
it is,
doing,
isn't it?
It's a bit like getting, you know, these days, imagine who's hit now. It's like getting Jamie XX to remix your new single
and then toning
and then going,
down.
Oh, it's a bit. It's
a bit
sort of dubstep, a bit sparse. Can we just put some strings on it? Maybe get the Stereophonics to add a bit of...
Can we get Bob Clearmountain on it?
Get Bob Clearmountain and get flooded
That's
to kind of beef it up a bit. So, it's a crazy thing. And the whole... Until I watched that documentary, or if you will, discumentary, I didn't realise how destructive and terrible the Disco Sucks movement was. DJ Rules, I was labouring under the misapprehension that it was just a hilarious...
You thought it was like a little sort of prank, didn't
I? I thought it was a hilarious DJ-style prank. The kind of thing that possibly DLT might do on the Radio 1 Road Show in 1983. I didn't realise what a terrible thing.
Much darker than that.
It actually led to that album getting, you know, a bit of a rethink. Oh, let's just make it a bit less
Sort of, I mean, you know, being an academic, Dr. Volume, as you know.
We're getting a bit conceptual here.
Yeah, all sorts of things about sort of sexism, racism and class issues around, you know, there was a big, hearty group of middle white Americans who were not happy.
They wanted to go back to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Of course they did. Yeah. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Sweet
you know
Home
what?
Yeah. Wanted to get back to Sweet Home Alabama.
Didn't want all the black and gay music, you know, dominating the you know,
they didn't want to freak out Le Chic Le Free, did they? So, Matt, there's a bit of a minefield there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I tell you what, DJ Rose, we're getting a little bit conceptual, a little bit...
We are, aren't we? We're almost sort of moving into a TED Talk.
Yeah. This is the most intellectual podcast that's ever been made. Should we get back to being stupid and putting records on again?
Yeah.
Oh, can I just say,
speaking of
men of a certain age, sitting around talking about records, a little big up for two podcasts. I'm going to big up... Oh, you say, oh, yes. Mm. I'm going to big up two. I'm going to get one now. I'll do another one later.
Okay.
33 and a Nerd. 33 and a Nerd.
Right,
great name, isn't it?
Great name, yeah.
And anyway, it's... people I know from Dogface Boy.
Oh, yes.
Familiar to everybody who posts on the Word or the Afterword website. He does a great podcast and it's kind of, you know, sort of men sitting around talking about music. It'll never
Who
catch
wants
on.
To listen to
It'll
that?
Never catch on,
no,
that, will it?
No.
Anyway, do check it out. If you go on SoundCloud or iTunes,
right, okay.
type
I like the
in
name.
33 and a nerd.
I like the name 33 and a nerd, and I like the name Dogface Boy.
Dogface Boy.
Yeah,
oh, you should meet
great.
Dogface Boy. He's a character.
Yeah.
So
throw him a bone.
Yeah, he'd lap it up.
Yeah.
So, and they sit around. This week's a Bowie special.
Is it?
Yeah, they're dissecting Bowie and his sort of rarities. Very interesting.
Okay.
Very interesting it is, too.
The other
rules? I'll save it for later.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play a record because we've talked for far too long.
We've plugged to death.
We
fucking have, haven't we?
Yeah, right, really have. Yeah, I think we're going to have to edit out a little bit of that.
Bit of editing to do. Okay, hit me with some tunes, dude.
Okay, I've got a nice little sort of reinterpretation of the Hollies.
Oh.
Now, the Hollies, great band, kind of lost in the mists
underrated.
Of time. Totally underrated. Some of their
Butterfly, Evolution.
Go and dig out some of Holly's back catalogue, particularly from about 66 through to 69. Yeah. You'll find some absolute gems. Fruits de Mer, lovely little label.
Oh, yeah.
Have
we like them,
done
don't we?
Reinterpreting the Hollies. And this is one of their singles from that. So I give you Jennifer Eccles in a sort of reinterpreted manner.
Written and read, print. just because we get around. Things they do look awful. Before it all. Don't you all fade away? Don't try to dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. What we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my we get around. Things they do look awful. Yeah, hope I die before I get old.
There, there's a little cheeky. We did a little cheeky thing there, didn't we?
God, we laid it out there, didn't we, Dr. Volume?
Well, listeners, of course, what you've just heard is two back-to-back weird little covers of 60s classics.
I'm still recovering.
He's still recovering from that one, yeah.
What?
So, obviously, before that one, we heard on Fruit de la Mer Records, we heard
Jennifer Eccles by The Electric Stars.
And doing it's a fantastic
great
song.
Great version, yeah. Great, great. The original's absolutely beautiful. Beautiful sunshine pop. And that just kind of takes it up a level, psychs it out. Lots of sort of phase on there, isn't there? And sort of pan and everything. And
we did say, didn't we, while we were listening to that, that maybe when the Hollies did that there, because as a child of the 80s, mate,
yes,
my abiding memory of the Hollies.
Leather pants,
what, skinny ties.
Middle-aged men.
Jumpers for goalposts. Going on top of the Pops, looking crap.
Yeah.
And doing the fucking He's My Brother, which is a dreadful song, a terrible
80s kind of synth
kind of
80s drum
production on it, yeah. And you just thought, who are these knobs? And actually, they maybe should have been a bit more clever and kind of, well, they didn't know, they were the first 60s
band to come back.
And if you think about bands, it's a bit like Depeche Mode now. like they still try and they still look reasonable. Even if you don't like the music they make now, they still look reasonably credible as rock stars.
They held it together.
Whereas in the 80s, the bands of 20 years, 30 years hence didn't quite know how to carry themselves, and the poor old Hollies.
Well, they just destroyed any credibility. And as we said on, you know, earlier, they probably made a fortune from that reissue, but they killed off the back catalogue completely.
They killed with everyone's perception of what they were about, which is the road is long.
Yeah, and they're not. They're about beautiful.
They made great, lovely songs like that.
Beautiful sunshine pop and sort of lovely psych. Absolutely fantastic band, Manchester's Beatles, as they were known as, and from Ulster, Manchester.
Yeah,
and then lots of volume.
Oh,
you know what? If I could make one record, I wish I'd made that.
You wish you'd made that.
I just love that.
Well, that was,
you know, I love energy.
Yeah,
love energy, and that is just bursting.
But it was all done on computers. It had electric energy.
It was all noughts and ones.
Well, that was this was a cover of My Generation by The Who. That was by Atom. Well, he's from Germany, so I'll pronounce it properly. Atom TM, or TM, you know, trademark.
Yeah.
And also known as Uwe Schmidt. And that was from the album HD, which is on the excellent Rasta Norton Records. And obviously, yeah, there's a cover version of The Who. Fantastic album.
Oh,
I urge anyone listening to go and check that out. Just not out about a couple of weeks ago on Rasta Norton. And it's just wonderfully, fantastically, smartly produced, brilliant electronica. And it's just got a real edge to it, and also it's a bit playful and a bit silly.
I was gonna say, what's the rest of the album like then?
The rest of the album there's no more covers on it, but like he just delves it. There's a track that's kind of a bit Prince influenced, there's some very heavy, kind of very Kraftwerky, kind of very Germanic take on certain things. But what I like about that is he captures the energy of The Who almost with his sort of cut up in his massive mangling it away.
He's
on
doing
the computer.
Moon sort of drum solo, isn't he? And smashing the hell out of it. And digitally.
It's as close as you can get to the sound of The Who, made with, you know, noughts and ones. And I don't know whether he sampled the bass from it, some of the drum sounds, but nevertheless, a spirited run through, I thought.
God, you know, I think we're there.
How you follow that?
I think we're just, well, there's only one way to follow that.
Are you going to calm us down a little bit?
I am going to calm us down.
Calm Alama down.
Yeah. I'm going to play something we both love, Dr. Volume.
Oh.
Has recently been introduced into our lives.
Is it the Communards?
It is. The great Mr. Hitchcock.
Robin
Hitchcock. Well, that's what we need now.
I wonder. I wonder where
That's what we need. That's what the world needs.
I've just noticed at the end of every track we always go, after about 50 podcasts.
That's it. We've still got, That was the fantastic Robin Hitchcock from his new album. Single is called Be Still, and the album is called Love from London.
That's a good track, isn't it?
Oh, man, that cello, when it kicks in, is just superb. Absolutely. It just takes me off to another place, that Doctor Volume.
Takes off to that lovely little time we had.
We had a nice time with Robin Hitchcock, didn't we? We went to Kendall, didn't we? Yeah. We had like a sort of rural retreat, didn't we?
Whoa, we tweet. Remember that? Yeah, we did. And Robin came on and played acoustic and came on and told a few stories, didn't he?
He did, and he got all sort of...
got a bit conceptual at times.
Conceptual and poetic. Robin knows all about Foucault's Panopticon, I can assure you.
He does, and obviously he was drinking tea.
He was.
And nothing stronger throughout the concert.
And you know what? He was like a sort of folk troubadour that night, wasn't he? You know, he was a psych folk troubadour.
He was, to be honest, a fabulous
kid, wasn't he? So there you go.
I can't help being Robin. You're doing very well.
It makes a change
from John Peel, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's time for one of my tunes, isn't it?
Waking Sex, Dr. Volume.
Well, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down a little bit low.
Okay, yeah, because we had a bit of Robin Hitchcock, that sort of mellowed us out, didn't it?
It did, didn't it? So I'm going to play a nice track by a new band. This is Elephant and Skyscraper.
Well,
There we go. We can't help ourselves. Yes, we heard that was Skyscraper from the Elephant. They're a new combo.
Now, you see what I'm thinking here, Dots Volume.
They're from London and they're on Memphis Industries. That single's available right now from Record Shop.
There you go.
Now, right.
I'm just sitting here thinking, right? We played the Devandra. Okay.
Well,
we played that.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you played the Mark. What was his name?
Oh, Matt DeMarco. Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking, I wonder what Dirty Beaches and L.O. Orleans think of all this, because they've been ploughing that throw quite a while now.
Well, the 50s are back, aren't they? Everybody's doing the. Everyone's referencing the 50s.
Yeah. It's going to be sort of petticoats time again, isn't it?
Dreamboats and petticoats.
That's it. Dreamboats and petticoats. So, exactly. Are you a dreamboat?
Or a petticoat?
Or a petticoat.
I like to think I'm a little bit of both.
But you know what?
Everyone's digging. The kids today, they love Buddy Holly and all that, don't they? Well, my theory on that is, DJ Rawls, it's because all music is available online. The kids, as we call them.
The 60s and 70s have been mined so heavily.
Everyone's digging back to the 50s.
Back to the 50s and sort of 40s. And when
they finish with that, they're going to go back to the 40s.
And then the caretaker will become fashionable, won't
it? Yeah, we'll all be doing the Charleston.
That's it.
So I enjoyed that. Anyways, I thought that was a little, you know, that brought us down to a little mellow level, didn't it?
It did.
Listen, DJ Rules, can I just mention another thing? Can I plug something? Let's just plug.
We're going to plug something else.
Yeah, we love plugging things. That's what we're all about. Well, apart from Beatnik.
Yeah.
Great record shop.
Record shop.
I've heard it's pretty good. I've heard the guy who runs it's a lovely fella.
He is a lovely fella.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, Granny's cool. We must plug Mix. If you go on mixcloud.com, do have a look for Charity Shop Classics.
Oh, of course, with the Hogmeister.
The Hogmeister, the lovely Gavin Hogg. He was on the show last time.
We like the Hogmeister.
Hey, guess what else he was on? He was on Popmaster with Ken Bruce the other day.
No.
Hello, Gavin Hogg there on Popmaster.
Was he really?
Yes, Gavin Hogg on Popmaster.
That kind of leaves me speechless.
How cool is that?
Because I didn't even know Popmaster was still going.
Popmaster is still going, and Gavin was on it.
Gavin Hogg was on Popmaster.
Now, DJ Rules, I do play a game on Popmaster called 3 from 10. Are you aware of this, DJ Rules? Now, it's a game that I like to play very often in the pub. And it's not as easy as you think. So, are you ready, DJ Rules?
I am.
Welcome to Bobmaster. What sort of music do you like, DJ Rules?
I like a bit of soul, bit of funk, bit of jazz, you know, reggae, hip-hop, folk.
That's great. And what do you do for a living there?
I'm DJ Rules. Obviously, I'm a DJ.
Let's play 3 from 10 with DJ Rules. Here we go, Bobmaster. You ready?
I'm ready.
3 from 10 from Stevie Wonder in 10 seconds.
Oh, it's difficult, isn't it? Superstition, Simon Says, and...
Oh, I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, you see, it's
not as easy as it looks.
No, because your mind goes blank.
Go on, do one for me.
Okay.
It's for fun for the listeners.
Okay, I will do... Are you ready?
Yeah.
On your marks, get set, Paul McCartney.
Pipes of Peace. Fucking hell! Coming up... And So there you go.
It's not easy, is it? Your mind just turns to jelly.
Gavin didn't do very well. He didn't get through the second round.
What was his artist?
Oh, he didn't even get as far as 3 from 10.
Right,
but you know
he didn't get Goblin then.
He did. Well, you see, Gavin, your 3 from 10 is Goblin. he didn't get that far, but well done.
Round of applause.
I think a ripple. Helen's here. Join in, Helen.
Come on, Helen.
We can get a bit of zoo radio atmosphere on there. So that was a fun feature, wasn't it?
It was. I think we'll have to reintroduce that one.
Yeah.
Maybe we could kind of do a version of it.
We used to have a lot of little features on the show.
We did. We just dropped them because they're all a bit boring and rubbish, weren't they?
I can't remember what they were.
Well, we had Charity Shop Challenge.
That was a good one.
That was one of ours.
And
people stole that from us.
And we had
Six Music do that now, you know.
Did they?
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
We had a sample.
How long is the record going to play for before it scratches?
Yeah.
You play a really knackered record.
That's right.
And the other one was how long can I play shit before you go, stop.
Yeah, stop it.
But you know what? You started to like the records.
I did see that one stopped working.
After a while, it didn't work anymore.
It didn't work anymore.
Going, no, I can handle it.
And Spot the Sample, loads of stuff we play as our samples in it. So that kind of didn't work.
You don't need the gimmicks.
We let the music speak for itself, don't we?
Speaking of which,
indeed. Now, if this record could speak, I'm quite curious
what would it say.
Well, that's a very good question. I'm not really sure. It's so obscure and so out there.
Yeah,
I think it'd probably just sort of raise an eyebrow.
Yeah,
yeah, and sort of cock a snoop at you.
Is it going to be Beverly Craven and Woman to Woman on Radio 2?
Rod Stewart. Great American songbook. This is an absolutely outstanding Northern Soul psych gem.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. Discovered it recently in a loft in Manchester. Yeah, it was just sat there waving at me.
Was it?
Yeah, saying, play me, please play me.
And then it said, buy me.
Yeah.
And from the man.
I'm going to play it.
At a low price.
And I just say to our listeners, if you ever come across a copy of this, just snaffle
just
it.
Just buy it.
Yeah, yeah. Beg, steal, yeah. Borrow, buy, whatever. Just get it. Are you ready?
Okay, pop my
here we go. Just a superb tune, isn't it?
That's a tune, isn't it?
It is. Now, we said earlier, you know, if that tune could talk, what would it say? And I said it just kind of raised an eyebrow at you. And it would, because it's just that tune is the coolest kid in school.
It would just go, hello.
Yeah, it just kind of sneer. It is sneer, actually. Yeah, it's sneer. At you.
Oh, because it's the coolest kid in school.
It's, exactly. It kind of sneer at you and sort of think, what do you want?
Because everyone wants to be its friend, don't they?
Exactly. Now, it is by a band called Caretakers.
You can't tell we've done this link before, can you?
Yeah. Caretaker's Prophecy.
Yeah.
Now, you said that kind of means something.
Now I'm thinking, I was thinking, but you mentioned the Caretaker.
Right, maybe it is, yeah.
Caretaker's
VG Plus, exactly. 1972, tracks called People. Very, very rare tune. Very, very hard to get hold of.
It's a banger.
It's an absolute banger. Just a little aside, little interesting story.
Go on.
Someone fairly recently posted a bit of it on YouTube, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, lo and behold, whoever posted it, messages started coming through. You know, like you can post messages underneath.
Yeah.
And it's original band.
No.
And they all started posting messages going, I'd forgotten we'd done this. And then they all started talking to each other. Yeah, and sort of...
Let's get the band together.
Yeah. And it's just dead interesting because, you know, they hadn't spoken. You know, they'd done it in a garage.
Yeah.
I think they'd only ever done two singles when they were 17.
Wow.
Yeah. They hadn't spoken for like 35, 40 years, I don't think, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just a very, very little interesting, you know, aside.
That's a lovely story. Big in of things online. Yeah. DJ Rules, blimey.
You're finishing the night now. I'm a bit discombobulated by that.
I'm ending the night, which means we're going to end on a sour note.
Well, it just means it's going to be really kind of dark and weird, doesn't it?
See, that's usually, good, though, isn't
I
it?
Can usually end, you know, I'd imagine there'd be listeners thinking, where's my sort of spiritual jazz?
Listeners are going to be thinking we're going to end on a big, brassy spiritual jazz.
Exactly,
but you know, people that like my tunes best are going, brilliant, we're going to get
another banger from Dots of Volume.
But then again, I've played some quite nice tunes tonight. I think I've been quite gentle with our listeners tonight.
Dots of Volume, yeah. You haven't probed too deeply.
I'm going to do that in a minute. Hey, okay. Speaking of things, can we just have another blast of Lauren talking about Beatnik?
You know what, it's Lauren Levine, isn't it?
Can we have a little bit more?
She, right, is a pretty girl who is in a rock band.
I know.
A new indie record shop opening in Altrincham tomorrow, says Alison Diamond, the Beatnik
Alison
shop.
Diamond. Who's Alison Diamond?
Who is
they
Alison
sell
Diamond?
Cake. Why are we not there? Luckily, we're eating cake, but that's
eating cake.
Bring me Alison Diamond.
Yeah, hello. If you're listening, yeah. Alison Diamond, thank you very much for promoting our very good friends,
the Beatnik shop.
Yeah. They're pretty cool guys. We kind of keep a distance from them because we don't want to get too kind of.
Well, you know, we said there's something. You know, we've got to. You know, we can't compromise our cut and thrust. Really, can we, Dots Volume?
No, absolutely. No, we wouldn't like to tone this down to sort of fit them.
It needs to be offensive to work.
The guy, definitely. I was in there on Saturday, and there's a bloke in there who really does sound like you. He couldn't be you.
He could be me because I'm busy doing other things.
He couldn't be you because you're like 6 foot tall. You're kind of built like Charles Atlas.
Exactly.
And you've got your hairs down your ankles. You look like one of Black Sabbath. Slightly, quite a slight man. Couldn't be you.
He was probably more slight and sort of terrier-like.
He was like a little terrier.
He was a little Manchester terrier.
He was grappling older customers and going, oh, do you like that?
Come on, try that one.
Couldn't possibly have been you.
No.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, blimey, good Lord, it's time to wrap up.
That's what we say in the biz.
Is it?
Yeah.
Should we have a rap party at the end of it? Yeah, crack open the champagne. Well, listeners, thank you very much for listening. The acoustics are nice in here.
Yeah, they're warm, aren't they?
So it just remains for us to say thank you very much for listening to the Medium Wave podcast.
Thank you very much.
Do listen for more. MediumWave.com.
It's all about love.
It's all about, well, it is for you, mate. Medium Wave. Everything's about love for you.
Of course it is.
MediumWave.podomatic.com. Check it out. All the previous episodes
are
there.
You know what? Years of them. There's about four years, isn't there?
Yeah, well, we've had to delete some to save space, but never mind. If you want more, just email us. And obviously, do visit the Beatnik shop in Altrincham. Do go to recordshopcity.co.uk. Probably go and see us.
Just participate.
Just love it.
Yeah, just love.
And we're going to finish with a track. As I said, I'm not going to make things easy for you. So if you don't like it, you can just switch it off if you don't like it. But I'm going to play a track from Miles. Miles, his full name is Miles Whitaker. And he's one half of Them Dykes Stare with Sean Canty.
Okay.
And part of the, you know, part of the Modern Love label and all the rest of it, Finest Keepers. And he's released a solo album, DJ Rules, which is slightly less user-friendly than Dem Dyke.
Wow, that's going out there then, isn't it? Yeah.
But I like this track, and it's basically just a beat.
Okay.
It's just a beat, but mangled in lots of different ways.
Right,
and it's quite dubby.
Curious.
Actually, it's quite dubby.
Is there any jazz in it?
He loves jazz.
I know he does. That's what I'm thinking. Well, I'm thinking, is there some jazz in it?
A little bit, but...
Okay.
Well...
It's just an abusive beat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Medium Wave podcast.
Thank you very much.
This is Lebensform from the new Miles album, which is out now on Modern Love. It's a very good album. Do check it out. Thank you for listening.
Good night. Thank you.